Hello, this is Harley Weewax, the president of the CW Networks. We understand you were looking forward to watching Nikita and perhaps The Vampire Diaries this evening, but instead we'd like to introduce a new property. We're calling it the Sci-Fi Party Line. The demographic should be about the same. The people are young, they have teeth. But if you'd like to watch Nikita, it's a new property we also have. It's going to be on Sundays, Tuesdays, maybe Fridays, or Wednesdays. Our staff has put together a schedule based on a game called Fizbin. I probably need to look into that. We hope you enjoy the Sci-Fi Party Line. Here's the hostess, Kat.
Welcome to another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line. This is your hostess, Kat, episode 90, and today I have with me Carl.
What's happening, Kat? Deceived! I feel deceived, I'm going to say.
How is it that, you know, because, you know, you've been a little busy. Everybody's been a little busy kind of getting the cobwebs off of, you know, Christmas and the holidays. We're ready for some shows.
Thank you. Thank you.
So this Friday, we set.
A drought of good sci-fi on television. So I was ready. I was all ready for Friday nights. What are they doing?
So we ready for the new episode of Smallville and Supernatural, getting ready to, you know, just, you know, have a really good Friday in, you know?
DVR set. I was going to try to work in Friends somehow. How are we going to make that happen?
Well, what happens is there was a memo that went out that circulated the internet a day before.
Apparently on Pigeon. I did not hear or see anything about it.
Yeah, I didn't either. And I'm on Twitter and Facebook a lot. And so that one, you know, got by me. And the DVR and the cable companies and my phone, because I have phone alerts for my TV shows, nobody knew on that end. So the guide still read that we were going to have these new episodes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And if I had set my DVR to record Smallville that day, imagine my joy, my surprise when I get home. Hit play, and instead of seeing Smallville, I am treated, to the fine acting stylings of Vampire Diaries.
And Nikita. That was horrible. I mean, because I usually watch Vampire Diaries, but I didn't watch it because I was just, you know, because I just wasn't in the mood for it. And to be in the mood for Smallville and to get Vampire Diaries, I was pissed. I'm pretty much ready to stop watching the show.
I'm like, that was the worst switcheroo ever. I just,
I don't know what they were thinking about that. It sucked. But Fringe did not suck. But before we get into Fringe, I'd like to let everybody know we're celebrating our second year anniversary at Sci-Fi Party Line.
Yay!
Yeah, I thought it was 1 year for some reason. And I was like, yeah, we're celebrating our first anniversary. And Eric was like, dude, it's two. And
well, congratulations, Kat. I know they've been so much fun. The time just flew past.
Last time on Sci-Fi Party Line, we discussed Caprica and how it ended, and we got a lot of comments about that. I'm really happy that you guys are listening. Our first comment comes from Phineas Henshaw. Hey, Phineas!
Phineas!
I know! What has he been doing? Where you been? We need to talk to you, bruh. His comment says, you know I love y'all. Oh, he went with the y'all. He's trying to represent the Texans, isn't he?
Yeah, I was about to say, he's trying to hook up.
Y'all, but however, you guys managed to make a podcast more than 5 minutes about Caprica and Haven, and I'm amazed. Wow. That's sad. After the first episode, they both suck. The whole sci-fi TV has been so disappointing lately. I finally cut off my cable service. Mine of Mencia reruns, here I come. And number two, the old BSG is the bomb. Sorry, Daryl.
Man, he's a connoisseur. He knows.
Yeah, I think we was probably a little hard on Daryl last time. Maybe he'll come back. Maybe we scared him away. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. We don't need to return to that insanity of this is better classic. But it, like I said, you know, I'm a fan of Caprica. I liked it the whole way through. But you know, Haven, come on. What are we doing?
Let's move on to Rob's comment. Okay, you gonna take that one?
Oh, okay, yes. Rob says, great discussions about one of my favorite shows from last year. I agree that networks just aren't as interested in genre shows, especially heavily serialized franchises, as they may have been 5 years ago. But the fact remains that not a lot of it is that great. Heroes, Flash Forward, V, No Ordinary Family, and a bunch of others come to mind. It's such a shame that shows that are of quality get little or no chance to really turn into something because of the bottom line. By the way, I think the Fox show that you were thinking of was Lone Star, when we were talking about one that got canceled in one episode. Yeah. And from the first two episodes I saw, it seemed like a well-written, well-acted character drama that could have succeeded on another network.
Story of my life, right?
Yeah.
I don't think V, have you been kept up with V? It's back on, and I'm just kind of like, what is going on with V?
I'm watching V. I'm hanging with it. It's because, you know, look, there's nothing on anymore, Kat. I'm telling you, it's just like three shows a week.
You
now
told me like that being for. Human thing, so I think you got a new show, Carl.
Then you need to just quit. You need to stop right there. Don't be lying to people who don't know. I have not watched that mess. Vampire and Dracula living together. What ridiculousness.
Let's move on to Dee Dee. Dee Dee's been a listener, and every time I put out a tweet about we have a new show, she always gives us praises, talk about how she loves the show. So I'm really glad that she sent a comment in. So hi, Dee Dee. Dee Dee says, I watched the final five Caprica episodes live. We did too, girl. Ugh. The series started off at a glacial pace, but those last shows picked up the pace and included a lot of action. I agree with Daryl that they didn't know what they wanted to do with Adama's character. None of the characters were particularly likable in those last episodes. It felt like every character was busy stabbing another character in the back. But I was fascinated by the technology on Caprica, the robots and the virtual world. I got a lot of those elements in the final five episodes. That was enough for me. Obviously, it wasn't enough for most sci-fi viewers.
I agree.
Well put.
That's how I feel. That's well exactly put. How I feel. I mean, man, technology was really fun to watch. It was beautiful. So,
was.
Yeah, I'm with you, Dee Dee.
And Kruger's back.
Kruger!
Hey, Stephanie.
Okay, so shall I?
Yes, you shall.
Oh, Kruger! Stephanie says, Kat, I've got to agree with you about the last five episodes of Caprica. They truly delivered. Suddenly, everything started falling into place. Suddenly, all these characters I really didn't care much about became interesting. But why did it take almost two seasons for this to happen?
Yeah.
Weird thing about Caprica is that all the elements were there. They truly were. Still, something was missing in the execution. Not sure what. Maybe I couldn't get into the characters because of the pace. Maybe I couldn't get into the characters because of the obligatory formula every new show must follow to catch viewers up on the lay of the land. Yeah, that about sounds right. It was the formula. Here's the thing. I'm okay with sticking to with what works. Really? Do these folks need over 22 episodes to make their story interesting? What were these people waiting for? A smarter audience? We are sci-fi fans. We can handle it. Anyway, the writers for Caprica really managed to wrap things up nicely. I was engaged, surprised, and invested in the final plot line. I was, however, a little bummed by the epilogue that showed things to come. It made me both happy and sad, like when you see the previews for History of the World Part 2, and you know it's not really going to happen. Oh, well. R.I.P. Rest in peace, Caprica. Also, I cannot believe you read my entire comment on the air.
It happens again.
Ooh, I'm winded, frankly. Thanks for making my lengthy nerd tirade sound so fancy. All right, baby. All right. I'm sure I'll listen to podcasts again. Only next time, I'll be sure to wear my grandma pearls or something.
Got
you kids, get off my lawn. Yeah, that was cool.
Also, the Caprica Times listened to our show, and they sent a tweet about how much we made them laugh, and it was fun to listen to. So, guys, thank you for your comments. They make me so happy. They make Carl so happy.
I'm happy.
Yeah. So let's move on to other things. We already bitched and moaned about the sci-fi Smallville. Not sci-fi. Okay. I'm getting so used to blaming them for stuff. I'll just blame them for the Smallville supernatural thing. So we talked about that. I want to talk a little bit about Fringe. That's the only thing that I've been able to get excited about lately.
Oh, the sole beacon of hope all alone in the night. Fringe. That is really the only show I look forward to. Is that sad? I mean, of the
it's realistic.
Sea of programming that is out now. Fringe could not come on soon enough for me this year.
And remember, we were kind of lukewarm on it at first.
What do you mean at first? You mean
because we was like, oh, Olivia, blah blah, and the, it took maybe 2-3 episodes for us to really.
Wait, are we talking about this season or are we talking about
this season? I'm talking about overall.
Like, oh, well, yeah, in the beginning.
I'm talking about from the beginning. To me, it felt like it had a slow, burn.
Yeah, so yeah. No, the whole first season felt kind of like a X-Files knockoff. And it just, it didn't feel right. But man, second season, they really just started going nuts. And it's gotten better and better ever since.
It's found its own personality. And I really like that. I really love what Walter's doing. He's trying to put his brain back together. And he sniffed parts of that something. And he sniffed a chimpanzee brain and was doing chimpanzee.
Listen, Walter is just experimenting. That's all.
No, he's trying to get his. He wants to be able to match the Walter in the alternate universe wit for wit. So he can't do that in his current state. So I think we might have 2 more episodes of him sniffing. He's already done the what was it, baboon, chimpanzee. Then another one was like a cat or something, or mouse or some other lab animal.
Mouse.
It's going to be him. And I think we're going to see, not the crazy Walter that we're used to. We're going to see him become more like the Walter in the alternate universe, which I think is kind of sad because I like this Walter.
Of course, we all like this Walter, and there is the bell foreboding of if he becomes the Walter that he truly was meant to be, the one whose brain is not supposed to be all dissected up, is likely that he will, start to turn and start to become a darker Walter, the one that he was trying to prevent by cutting up his brain to start with. So we got foreboding, we got the tension of that, we got, the potential death of a character that we love, which is goofy, young at heart, Walter, for, more serious down to business one. And
was a whole episode about the I don't know why I want to call them the Watchers. The Watchers are on Buffy. Observers. Mm-hmm. The Observers were trying to prevent him from doing that because he tried to make a serum. Right.
We don't know if that's what it was they were up to.
Okay, I'm glad you said that because I was confused at the end too.
Well, no, I mean we never know what they're up to. We never know what they're up to, and typically what seems to be their agenda is only either part of it or is just misdirection. So we don't know what really happened. It was sort of Rube Goldbergian how things happened, because I mean at every step of the way we're like, dude, he couldn't just send a note. He couldn't just take the milk out of the fridge. But the Watchers, the Observers, you got me. The Observers are subtle and wise, and we have no idea what wonderful, fascinating plot points they're going to tie together. Although it looks simply like they were trying to keep Walter from drinking the brain stuff, or maybe we're trying to get his son to drink it. We don't know.
Yeah, because it seems like they want to not disturb the timeline, to disrupt the space time continuum. But everybody knows that the Observers are there and they do stuff. So them coming in messing with stuff, I don't know. It's a bit of a stretch. Like you said, he could have just left him a note. I don't.
A little post-it. Post-it would have done it.
I don't know. Just how about don't do that, Walter. And I'm out. Peace. I'm going to get some
pickles. But let's not forget Christopher Lloyd coming in on the episode. You talking about some awesome stunt casting. Yeah. 1.21. Or he could be Big Booty. Big Booty. Big Booty.
Oh, yeah. I forgot him.
But man, it was great to see him. And I was surprised, actually, that he wasn't a scientist in this episode. I really was. When I heard Christopher Lloyd was coming on, I was sure he was going to be some kind of crazy mad scientist, or like his rival, like Wormstrom from, from Futurama or something. But to have him come in as that burnt out old rocker dude was that was kind of fun. That was
fun, but I really would have liked to have seen two mad scientists just madden it up. Just
absolutely.
Yeah,
like I said, it would have been like was Farnsworth and Wormstrom. Those two are always fun to see together.
So they were good together. And the latest one, we got to see a darker side of Peter.
Yeah, man, what's up with Peter?
I don't know. He got in contact, came in contact with the machine that they're studying in Nina's lab or Walter's lab. Massive global dynamic.
Yeah, massive.
Global is Eureka.
There you go. We know it's a dynamics.
And there was a mole, and we immediately knew. Well, we didn't immediately know. I thought it was either Nina or we have a new character. We gave him a name since he didn't live that long to have a name, and it was Son of Mantis.
Son of Mantis. If they ever decide to bring the show Mantis back, folks, we have found the man. All right, that guy. They could totally rock Son of Mantis. They need to bring that show back.
Mantis was cool.
Mantis was cool. But see, remember in the early 90s when it came on, late 80s, early 90s when it came on, the special effects for television were not that great. So, you know, the things that we saw on Mantis, the premise was fascinating. The costume was utterly ridiculous.
That costume looked worse than the costumes on the Cape.
Yeah, oh man. It started feeling like it, but it had potential. It had some hope, you know. that I love to see. Okay, I'm sorry. Go on. I just couldn't help myself. I was like, that dude is Mantis. But anyway, go on.
He looked just like that. But Peter's gotten darker, and I'm sure he's pissed because he's been duped. I mean, he's a player. He's a person who cons people, and he got conned. So he made, you know, a statement that he didn't really care for that at all. So he's going darker. He's trying to, I guess, figure out what's going on in his own way and get information. But he hid that from everybody, and they were kind of a little freaked out.
It was really dramatic. I mean, the transformation of this turn in Peter. And I'm assuming that the machine has got some kind of hold over him. And that's what's doing this, because, you know, he's been through some crap during this series, and it hasn't turned him quite like this before. And so to me, it's got to be something more than just he's upset that's pushed him over the edge like this, because it just seems too sinister. I mean, you see the way he went after that shapeshifter. I mean, there was some like dark side glee going.
Yeah, I know. It's very savage.
And it was not the Peter that we know. So here we go. We're trying to patch, you know, Olivia back up. She's back in her proper universe now. And, you know, and now, okay, well, there's the chance that finally things can resolve between Peter and Olivia. And now you got Peter flying off the wagon and Walter, who's got to keep the secret of Dark Peter now. And you know how he is.
That's going to be. At first, I thought maybe a shapeshifter. It was a shapeshifter Peter or something.
Peter, yeah, that's what
and
I was thinking.
So I was hoping that was it, but then that didn't make sense. And then I was like, oh, man, maybe this is the alternate universe Peter. And I'm like, well, dude, it is the alternate universe Peter. However, the original Peter is dead, so they're both one, so there's not two, and bleh. So.
So I don't know. This seems really out of character, and I am assuming, because the writers at Fringe are really, really good.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they didn't just change him up on us, and that there is something that we're missing, or there's something they're going to reveal as to why he has gone this dark so suddenly.
Yeah, I think these writers, they're pretty responsible with this show, and they're not going to just do some half-cocked stuff like Heroes or something where you never know really what's going on. I mean, I'm not trying to dish a show or anything, but they just kept me confused from episode to episode sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So, Fringe, you know, they try to be consistent for the most part. So,
We can count on that. And when we sense inconsistency, it is rarely because the writers have screwed something up. It's that they're trying to keep something from us that we're going to find out in an episode or two. And that's what makes it fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
because look, you know, I'm always complaining about consistency in science fiction writing, right?
And
I'm but see, this is what makes Fringe fun. It's like, look, we've picked this out right here, that Peter's acting a little strange. He's acting a little strange. Now, if it was any other show or a poorly written show, we go, oh, well, look, that's happening because, you know, they're just trying to change up the character. They want to try something new or whatever. Now, with the crew at Fringe, there's a hint in that, and that's what makes it fun, what makes it a consistent, fun puzzle to be a part of. So,
but, and anyway. I like the way they did it. It was very shocking because we didn't know he was going to the dark side or he had been doing this. We had no clue. And then when he came and he had his, you know, hoodie on, dark hoodie, and, you know, I am going to kill you. And it was just like, oh, what happened? I don't know what happened. Tell me what it means. And it was very shocking.
Yeah. Yay, Fringe.
Now, there are a couple of new shows on this season.
I don't know of any. I don't know of anything that is on this season worth watching.
Well, let's talk briefly about The Cape. We gave that a chance. And we did not go back. This thing was bad. It was, if you want to go to fancyfembot.com and read my lengthy review on it, you can. You're welcome to do that. Also, guys, this is not worthy of a primetime slot on a major network. I don't know what's going on with this show. Some people really like it. I don't know why. I don't get it. But this, what was wrong with it, Carl?
Everything was wrong with
that. I mean, are we just being grumpy? Have we not given a chance or anything? Are we like riffing off each other's negativity with The Cape? I mean, I just can't see how something like this happened.
It was. All right. Okay. After I watched the episode, you contacted me and you said, we ought to do an episode about The Cape. This is ridiculous. I can't believe this. Most of the time, when I express myself about a television series or movie, whether it is a positive or negative review, you get a certain passion from me because there was something about it that it either should have been better or I really liked it. Or I have to muster some degree of passion to bring forth the fury, you see, of whatever it is. So whether it's tremendously bad or tremendously good, at least there is some passion. But I watched The Cape and it was just like, nothing. I wasn't even motivated to dog it because there was just nothing in it. The costumes were ridiculous. The acting was barely there. The story was not intriguing. And cat.
What?
Why'd they go to a carnival? Man, we have had our discussion before we even saw The Cape, people. So those people who watch, who listen to Sci-Fi Party Line, and who sat down and watched The Cape, the first thing you all should have been laughing at is when they broke out the carnival. You should have immediately been thinking about me and Eric and Kat. What are you doing, sad hobo? Come on. Are you telling me out of the entire universe of possibilities of where superheroes come from, the only thing that you can muster again and again is the dated, quote, wonder. I'm doing it with the little fake, the faux fingers now. The wonder of a carnival? No. I felt more excitement about a world of possibilities underneath an arcade than I did going back to the carnival again and again and again. So for that to even be the premise of, is he super? Is he not? You know, is it magic?
Lead guy is just horrible. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's a great, you know, person and all, but my goodness, he doesn't have the face or the attitude. His hair is stupid. I don't know. His hair bothers me. His face, he doesn't have a superhero vibe. He doesn't have a dad vibe. I don't understand him at all. He's not right for the part. He doesn't feel heroic.
The whole series, it just doesn't feel right. I mean, that most of the time there are pieces of the show that I can pick out and go, well, you know, the costumes were good, or wow, the lighting was good, the camera work was good, or the timing was interesting, or the premise was interesting, and you're watching it and it's like, you know, the other pieces you hope are going to come in, or there's something. I'm watching The Cape and everything was wrong. How are you gonna mess up Summer Glau? Did you
Keith
see
David Summer? Was horrible. How is that possible?
I mean, it just felt like everybody was kind of phoning it in, and it felt like one of those old shows that used to be on UPN, you know, like Knight Rider 2000.
What
was it called? The Power Pack or whatever? It's like the game escape from the Power Pack about 15 years late. Somehow.
That's exactly, you know, what it felt like
up,
to me.
Viper, you know, I don't want to see this mess. Stop. Oh, my
Next
God. Dude,
come on, mute next. I watched
Viper. You know, it seemed like they learned their lesson. Why are they going to do this? Everything just felt heavy-handed and awkward. And there wasn't anything. I really enjoyed nothing. There was nothing.
It's like she was on there, and I was just like, dude.
Yeah.
She kind of don't look like she wanted to be there. She's trying her best.
Exactly.
But she's not on fire, and nobody.
She's like, I know this is just another show I'm on is gonna get canceled.
that's horrible to say, but it's true.
It's like you can see it in her eyes. She's just like,
that's exactly what I. You could just see it in her eyes.
Bring me back on Chuck. I don't know why, but okay, I'll do this for a while. Come on, wait for me. See me the next go.
Such a waste. She's pretty awesome, and I watched the show just to see her. Because I like her, you know, and man, it was painful. It's a painful thing. You mustered up a lot of passion there for Kate.
I think it came from a place of hopelessness. It's rare that I've seen a show with just nothing. Because even the shows that I dog, you all know, I happen to know a lot about them. I give them a try. I watch a couple of them. I kind of hang in there. I try to, you know, wheedle out something about it that I like. No, I can make it through the first one, which, what was that, a two-parter or a movie? So I watched 2 hours. The first 40 minutes into it, I was winded. I was leaning over the edge of my chair going, oh, no, is this over yet? I cannot imagine. So I watched that.
Just like that.
And you and I were like, this is unbelievable. And then, you know, it's been a couple of weeks. I tried to watch the beginning of
baby.
A couple of, like 2 weeks ago. And I gave it 10 minutes. I said, no, I'm not doing this anymore. It was just, no.
And I've never just really given up on it. It's just like, you're like, hell no, no.
No.
And I don't even feel guilty about saying no. I'm not giving, because I usually, I'll give it 5 episodes. I'll be generous. Blah, blah. Not even here.
Nope.
At all.
Nope.
It's pretty sad. It's going to get canceled. I know it. I feel it. It's gone.
I mean, because, you know, although this is one of them shows that just kind of hangs on, you know, it's like, well, why is this show coming back? Why, like, this and Haven are going to be, you know, hanging in there together. Why is this show still on? I don't know.
Okay, speaking of a show that's new, I know this is a bit, I've been called a baby, I've been called jaded, I've been yelled at for not giving it a chance, being human. I'm still angry. I mean, the wound is still fresh from Caprica and Stargate Universe cancellations. I'm kind of done with sci-fi right now. And I feel like me going back and watching one of their new shows without it, you know, having a definite, you know, I don't know. Who knows if Being Human is going to be canceled in a year from now or 2 years from now. I don't want to be abused anymore. So I said, I'm just not going to watch it.
Well. This was the exact threat that I told Sci-Fi Channel was going to happen, that fans are going to like try to wait out a season before they start watching shows now because they don't want to get emotionally invested in them. You know, you're just going to cancel them. Why should we bother watching it anyway? This one, if you are a fan of the show, chances are you started with the BBC one. I haven't heard of anything that is dramatically different in the new one that would say, wow, we need to be watching this one instead of the BBC one. So partially for that, partially out of protest, I haven't watched it either. I haven't watched it at all. Nope.
Okay. So, that's it. I don't know if it's good or bad. I haven't watched the British one either. Actually, I'm not really motivated with this concept at all. I'm pretty sure it's good. The actors, blah, la, la, la. I'm just not there. I want aliens. I want spaceships. I don't want ghosts and goblins and ghoulies and shit like that. I'm just not there. So, you might not be hearing about Being Human from Sci-Fi Party Line. Sorry, but not really.
Yeah. Yeah, it won't be for me. Now, you know a show that I have been given an extra chance.
What?
And I have been watching No Ordinary Family.
Oh, Oh, Carl, you make me so happy.
All right, all right.
Yay!
Now, my concerns regarding the first couple episodes still stand. However,
because they went to a damn carnival. Ugh.
Oh, look, see,
they overcame it. They overcame it.
I will say that the characters have gotten far more interesting on No Ordinary Family. I do. I like the mom. I think she's hot and she's interesting. Mm-hmm. I like her lab assistant. She is awesome.
Yes, she's great. She's awesome. I love her.
Love the lab assistant. And even Chiklis and his buddy, lawyer buddy, are growing on me too.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, the effects have cut the edge off the crappy effects. So it's like they're using fewer effects and they're being less heavy handed about it. And the ones they use are a little bit better. So that's not bothering me so much. But the characters are really much more interesting and better developed. So I've been watching it. I'm like, all right. I'm kind of.
That makes me very happy because I think this is a very cute, light show. I mean, if you're looking for something heavy, that this is not the show for it. It's just something you watch like, you know, I've already seen Chuck, so let me watch this.
And then, let me tell you, because my criticism was it was a little too light in the beginning. But what we have seen with these characters. Man, I mean, they killed a couple of people in these episodes. We got, you know, the dark shapeshifter lady was no joke. They've gotten a little hard on No Ordinary Family, which gave it a degree of gravity and peril that makes it interesting. If it was just, you know, Saturday afternoon, you know, after school special kind of trauma week after week, again, I was going to be concerned, and that's what I thought was going to happen. But man, no, they're knocking off people, and they've got real bad guys, and with real motivations, and people are turning all. It's getting there. It's really getting there. So
That makes me happy. So we have a couple of shows that we're excited about. Briefly, let's discuss a little bit about V and its problems. And I don't think it's going to last. I was very excited about it because I'm still a really big fan of the original. But what's going on with V? I thought when they brought back Mama Diana that it was going to like give it a degree of 80s campiness, and you know it was going to be. No, they have Mama in some sort of nest thing.
Literally locked in a basement. They have Mom locked in a basement. that's
and
sad.
She's...
Because I was so glad to see her. She it was good to see her again. But
no,
but I don't think they're not doing a lot with her. I'm watching it. I'm definitely watching V, and I'm trying to hang in there. But it something just doesn't feel right about.
Yeah,
it.
I don't know what is it.
Something is missing. I mean, you'd think that they're doing a pretty good job of bringing out, you know, the visitor or the aliens. You know, we've started to see them, and man, that torture thing was hardcore. That was but that's what I mean. It's kind of inconsistent and in an odd way because it's from show to show the pacing is a little awkward.
Yeah,
the things that we see ought to be more emotionally engaging, but something about the delivery of it is not quite there. I don't know. And man, that torture scene was kind of harsh.
Yeah.
Given the feel of the show all along, even if they were going to do it, it seemed like they needed to kind of ease us into it a little bit. They were just like, we're going to cut her in the spine. You know,
because they did that thing where Anna, or that's her name, right? Anna.
Yeah.
She did the stabby tail thing where she like took one of her guys and she stabbed him with her lizard tail to death. And we didn't kind of see it, but we just saw her kind of weirdly, oddly jerking and stabbing the guy with her tail.
Yeah.
That was bizarre to me.
Well, yeah, I think that was harsh, but it was not torturing a character on the show that we've known. You know, you've always got red shirts that disappear.
Yeah.
But man, you know, we knew her pretty much from the beginning of the series, and for her to kind of unceremoniously go like that, and I say unceremoniously because we had the whole team in there watching her being tortured. You know, you'd think that somebody would jump up and go, "Oh, we shouldn't do this," or given the feel of the show, that like maybe she would kind of turn, or they'd lock her in a basement for information. Not to just outright kill her like that. That was, That was harsh. That was, it just felt a little out of sync with the show. So I don't know. It's pieces like that. It's like it goes in odd directions, and as a whole, it's not quite fitting together yet. I don't know. It's I'm watching it and I'm hoping it'll pull together, but it's not my favorite, sadly, and it's not living up to what I think it should be at this point in the series.
Yeah, I can't figure out, like, what are they doing? Like, they have all the pieces, but why is it not as strong as the original? What is going on to where there's not, like, this whole... The original, it really had a message. It felt like it had a message, and you got that message, and here it's just a show, and... It seems like it has no aim. There's not, yeah, there's the, you know, rebels that's doing this, but I don't.
You know, in the old series, you know, because it was a mini series first and whatnot, every action seemed to be building towards something. You know, we sort of knew there was an inevitability of the V's trying to take over, and we felt a growing sense of focus within the, you know, the ragtag teams all around the planet that were trying to get together to do something. It's like they start down a path of, okay, this is going to be really dangerous, this is going to be really troublesome, and then they go in a different direction, or they'll pull back on one thing. Like the Red Rain was beginning to be kind of globally terrifying. You know, that was a big threat, and I'm going, oh man, what are they bringing down? Is it some kind of virus? It felt like, you know, the new War of the Worlds with the, mm-hmm. I said, all right, this is going to be, and then it's like, oh, and then it washed away. But wait a minute now, you know, now everyone's got zinc in their diet or whatever. Come on, if you got to bring down global, you know, parasites like that, I want to get something more than a vitamin out of it.
No. What's going to happen is later, because they're trying to inhabit the human bodies, and so it's going to have, you know, far-reaching effects.
Well, yeah, but come on, can't we get some good mutation going on or something right now?
I mean, I agree with you, but that's what they're doing.
People out there, you know, twitching and limping around, and it's like, oh, we thought it was going to help you out, but oh, our bad, you know, it's something, because right now, literally, it just washed away. All the rain just washed away, and everyone's fine. No, you can't be doing that. Give me something.
I don't really know what they're doing here. It's strange. It's like, I'm supposed to like this, but something's not right. So I don't know.
I'm watching it, though. I'm hanging in there.
I'm hanging in there until it, you know, get canceled and I get pissed off and not watch.
Come on, don't let it be canceled. You guys get better. That's what
So we have some things that I want to just run by you. Have you seen the new Spider-Man pictures?
I have not seen the new Spider-Man. Because you have handily sent me a link, I'm going to check really, really quick. So you go ahead and talk about it, and I will look.
Okay. So we have a new Spider-Man. I just watched The Social Network, and one of the guys from The Social Network is going to be the new Spider-Man. And I hear a lot of people not really happy about these pictures or the way he looks in them. And to me, it's too soon for a new Spider-Man. I'm not pumped up about it. I'm not excited. I kind of don't care. What are you feeling about Spider-Man and how he looks? He looks the same. He looks like Spider-Man. So I don't know.
Okay, I see just this one picture.
You go scroll to the bottom. We're looking at blaster.com, and I'll put the link up in the show notes if you haven't seen him. So at the bottom, it has like a...
Oh, yeah, there we go. What? You know, this looks mighty CG.
No, it's him in a suit.
Yeah.
It has like some sort of reflective properties to make it look extra, but he's climbing on the back of a truck. Like, what are you, in Iowa? What are you doing?
He's hitching a ride. Spidey gets tired.
Whatever.
I really liked Toby as Spider-Man. The first and second Spider-Man, they were spectacular to me. I really, really liked them, especially Spider-Man 2. There was a realism to the character. There was an emotional connection to all of the people that were in it. You felt that he was just sort of like every man. I really, really liked it. So, you know, granted, 3 kind of,
it's a little painful.
Kind of went off the rails there. But I didn't think that was enough to cancel the franchise. I was really hoping that we'd get one more out of him.
For Toby?
Yeah.
They we're done with it. And all of a sudden they're just going to, yeah, we're just going to do a whole new thing. And it just feels like we just had Spider-Man. And is it too soon? Do you want to see this?
I think it's too soon. I mean, it's just my opinion about this, because when it comes to superheroes and science fiction in general, we have so much to pull from in terms of where we could be getting our new next heroes from. Or, you know, there are plenty of good comic book characters that deserve their own movie now that I'd love to see live action. That to have given Spider-Man a great run with the first two and, you know, even the third of the movie, and then just a couple of years later try to reboot that series. Come on, you know, there's plenty of other stuff that I'd love to see out now that they could have done and given Spidey a little time to rest and, you know, giving people mm-hmm. a chance to move on. Why it's too soon, and I don't know why they wouldn't be motivated to try something a little bit different.
I would like to see that. They're trying a little bit something different with Superman. He's going to be British.
Look, they needed Superman needed some help though. The last one just.
I don't know. I'm still a fan of the last one with the.
You just like the dude. There was nothing. Superman.
Jose Parker was funny.
Superman was pretty. I mean, the guy to you, and the way it looked was beautiful. I mean, if you look at it in stills. The lighting and the composition and everything was just beautiful. And then you sit down and watch it, and you're going, "What? How? It was glacial. It was slow, and it was uninteresting." And they made Superman feel like a bad guy. Really, Superman was like a delinquent dad. How are you gonna make Superman a delinquent dad? No, I don't care what you're going for in terms of emotional connection or trying to draw something out of the game. I don't want to see that. I wasn't feeling it. And the way they did it in the movie was just bad. Superman felt completely detached and inhuman. And we know he's not human, but the whole beautiful thing about him is he always aspired to be that. He aspired to be a part of us. He aspired to be real and in some ways, you know, triumphant and the best of what humanity had. And he was just this stoic, a ghost, you know, he just sort of lacked a sort of presence.
So you didn't like him. Is that what you're telling me?
I had my Superman shirt on, you know, with my Superman shirt on. You know, we were like, all right. No, nothing. And we just kind of walked out like, oh,
man. Yeah, that's so do you see the link of the new guy? Do you like this new guy?
Well, you know, it's all right. Look, the stills for the last Superman Returns look great. The stills look great. I need to see stuff in motion. I need to see stuff in context now before I get excited about it. Because I've been fooled too many times.
Well, is this like the Doctor, though, where the Doctor is always British, and if they made an American Doctor, people would be up in arms. Are we going to be up in arms? I'm personally not. But do you think people are going to be up in arms about Superman being British?
If he can do it, I don't care. I don't care the fact that he is British. If just give me a good story, please. Give me a good actor. Good story. Make it interesting.
I'm saying he's already on the right foot for me because he's hot.
All right. So, you know, so that's the difference that, you know, we just had a Superman, but look, Superman was jacked up. We need a real Superman. Just like Hulk. Somebody, can we get a good Hulk movie?
I haven't seen either one of those Hulk movies because I just couldn't do it.
The second one, Norton's, was watchable. I'm not going to say it was good. I'm just going to say it was watchable. Sure. Yeah, because trust me, I was like Norton, but he actually, it's Ed Norton. He did a really good job with it. But, you know, it wasn't spectacular, but it was sure better than the first one. But, you know, when they try it and it doesn't go quite right, it's okay to reboot right away and say, look, our bad, here's the real movie. You know, that you can do that. But Spider-Man is too soon.
Okay. So I find this interesting. There's a lot of talk about new Wonder Woman TV show. It's gotten a green light, and an actress who played in Surface. You know, that was one of the trinity of sci-fi shows that got canceled that 1 year threshold. Surface and what was that? Invasion. So she was on Surface, and Lake Bell wants to be the new Wonder Woman.
Well, she's cute. I don't know. I don't know. I'm looking for like a real Amazon.
Did you see that picture of her on Blaster?
Yeah. You know,
I kind of looked because I was like, huh, maybe.
But see.
Blue contacts? She needs some icy blue contacts, and she'll be.
I don't know. I really. Have you gotten into Justice League? Did you finally get around to watching Justice League?
Dude, I'm still watching the Clone Wars. Come on.
Well, Justice League was first. I said you on that earlier.
I don't care. I'm still doing Clone Wars. I don't know if I'll go Justice League. That's too much.
You ought to. It's awesome. That's too much. The fun thing about Wonder Woman on Justice League, which is I really want to see them continue with the character, is, okay, of course she's hot. But she is a warrior woman, right? So she's really strong, and she's kind of, she's never butch, but she's just a little awkwardly, you know, aggressive in certain situations. And the fun thing was seeing her with, you know, among the guys, the other stuff on Justice League. I think that was the perfect incarnation of Wonder Woman because she'll smack a dude down and whatnot. But then you see she's trying to go out on a date and things aren't going right, you know, clothes aren't fitting right. You know, it was just really fun to see that combination because I want her to be, I don't want her to be, you know, a light kind of, you know, woman. I want her to be a strong sort of, you know, warrior woman.
You want a Bridget Nielsen circa 1982.
That'd be fun. Maybe not Bridget, but you know, something that sets her off as being decidedly a warrior woman. You know, not. I don't want her to be just, you know, a
Megan
soft
Fox would have been perfect. I don't know why. But she doesn't do TV. She's movies. But I.
She's still kind of waify though. I don't know.
Well, that's because she just lost a lot of more weight.
Well,
in Terminator, like the Terminator, a Terminator, Transformer. Movies, she wasn't as thin. Now she's like lost maybe 30 more pounds off of what she had in the Transformer movies, and it's just like, I don't know,
I don't know. I want to see if they're gonna bring her live action, they're gonna bring her to TV. I want to see her being a little stronger. And you know, David E. Kelly, I like his stuff actually. I was a big fan. I liked old Ally McBeal, and I like the other stuff that he makes. Characters are very interesting and very fun, but you know, I wouldn't want to see Ally McBeal, you know, running around.
Hell no, I wouldn't want. I'd be upset. Because they put her in some pants, and then that'd piss me off.
No, she's got it. I want to see her being superhuman and trying to fit in some way. And it's got to her the way she looks has got to reflect that.
I think they're going to do that. I think they're going to go like, you know how Buffy was? I think they're going to go that route.
That would suck.
You didn't like Buffy?
Well, Buffy was okay. I mean, it was great. I mean, but that's...
Man, I'm going to have to cut you off because you talk great.
Listen. I'm just talking about how the character is supposed to be. I mean, in terms of what Wonder Woman stands for. She's an Amazon. All right? She's, you know, oh, come on.
She's like Amazon.
Big and strong. So I want to see it.
But I don't know who could pull that off. I mean, and wouldn't guys like, ooh, I don't want to see no big.
No, she doesn't have to. You know, she doesn't have to be butch or anything. But I mean, just at least it'd be nice if she was really tall. It'd be nice if she was really, really tall, which would be
what
kind
about,
of
Capric Six.
I'd have to. I gotta imagine her as a brunette. I don't know. Maybe. You know, of course. Terry Farrell is an old.
Yes, I love her. Older,
but you know, now it's been a while. Probably not. But I would have really liked to see Gina Torres. I would have loved as one. No joke, boy. Gina Torres. Is my perfect.
But I don't think that's not what people are looking for. They're looking for Linda Hamilton.
I know. But I'm just saying.
I think I'm looking for Linda Hamilton, and I don't want anything. I want something close to Linda Hamilton. But then you go close to Linda Hamilton, like they tried to match, what's his name from Original Superman? I'm going blank.
Christopher Reeve?
Yes. Sorry. Okay. I went blank. So Brandon Routh looks exactly like or very close to Christopher Reeve.
He's like
across from
Christopher Reeve and what's his name? The new Clark.
Right. And so he didn't pull it off. So do we want somebody that looks totally the same but not be able to pull it off, or do we want somebody that can just pull it off?
Oh.
No.
Well, look, it's not. It wasn't the look that is why he didn't pull it off. It was. You know, he looked just fine, and it was not he as an actor. It was the whole context that made Superman.
Okay, weak. I'm glad to hear you say that because most
I didn't have a problem with him.
Okay.
Even Kevin Spacey was boring. How you gonna make Kevin Spacey bad?
Yeah.
He should have rotten his legs. But
I didn't even think. I was like, I don't get this. I didn't know. Yeah, you're right.
Man, that he was a great choice for. I mean, like I said, in Still, everything was right about the movie, and then stuff moved, and it was just all jacked up. So yeah, I'm looking for something a little stronger for Wonder Woman. I don't know. I like David Kelly. I like his writing. Character-wise, it ought to be on, but they got to pick the right person.
Okay. One more thing. Star Trek writers and Wolverine director are penning the script to Ender's Game.
Oh, man, I'm excited and frightened.
Yeah!
I'm thrilled and terrified because love me some Ender's. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. I read that. That was a good one, and it seems like it writes itself and it should be good on its own. But you just never know. Cause like, Star Trek, good. Wolverine, I don't know.
I'm just terrified. Cause you know, when they said they were going to make Lord of the Rings, same thing. You've got a strong connection to the images of what you read and the characters that you knew and the feel of that. And you're on one hand have the special effects developed to the point where it's going to be good. Is the casting going to be right? And so when Lord of the Rings came out, and it was literally like the things that you had imagined leapt from the page right onto the screen. I mean, it was just dead on. That's hitting it out of the park. When you've got that kind of material, you got to do it right. You're going to bring us Enders? Don't be bringing me half Enders now. I want to see this. I'm so serious. I want to see this done right. And I'm afraid because I know these guys, you know, they write good. Of course, I love Star Trek. Yeah, I'm with y'all on Wolverine. It was better than I thought it was, but it was not Ender's caliber. So I'm worried. I'm worried about that. I want full Enders. I want this to be right.
Yeah, I just don't know what to say at this point. I mean, we just have to see it. But that's a book that's just. It's a classic, and
it's been begging to be made.
Yeah,
for years, and I hoped
it just seemed like they could just use the book and just use. Don't try to be funny. Don't try to be slick. Just use the book, and you know, take out the dated language because some of it is just weird. But don't overdo it, and it writes itself.
Yeah,
pretty
yeah.
much. So I don't know.
I'm hoping it's going to be good. I'm tentatively looking forward to it, but I'm very worried.
Okay, anything else you're looking forward to, Carl?
Yes, I'm looking forward to something, but it's not going to be for a very, very long time.
No, it's just going to be next week, Smallville and Supernatural.
Well, yes, of course, but we would talk about that. The internets are a buzz. The rumor mill is a-crunching. It appears that they are going to continue with the Tron movie series. There is going to be another one. And I am cautiously optimistic because I know the last one was a little, you know, some people were kind of on the fence about it and I thought it was beautiful and all of that. But I think if we get one more out of them, they're going to do it right this next time. It's going to be 100%.
No, I disagree with you. I think it's going to fall flat. I'm very scared of this. I do not want this. This is going to end badly.
Well,
I have a bad feeling about this. It's a trap.
Well, the first thing I've heard is that what's his name? Incom boss. What's his name? It was Scarecrow?
Yeah.
What the heck is the guy's name? Come on. Dillinger.
Man.
Dillinger.
Yeah, that is.
Son of Dillinger and Dillinger are supposed to come back in the next movie.
Yikes.
Now, remember, I may have commented on this. If you're going to bring them out, you might as well use them. I want to see those dudes in Tron causing trouble. I want to see that.
Those two together. I mean, they can really, you know, mustache twirl it up.
Oh, man. Come on. David Warner was the epic bad dude from the 80s. He was the bad guy from the... I'm heartbroken he wasn't in Tron Legacy.
And then they just did that brief thing with the one guy at the table, and I was just like, huh, that's all right then.
Yeah, yeah. So come on, man. You hurry up, because I want to see.
I'm excited now that you said that those two are going to be in it. So I'm more hopeful.
Come on, come on. Because, you know, I'd probably Bridges won't return because, you know, he's all big money. I'd like to see him, but, you know, I hope
Trump
he does.
Made a lot of movie. Maybe they can afford him still.
No, yeah, okay, maybe, but I'm pretty sure Box Lightning is going to be in it.
He ain't doing anything.
but so I you know, there was a lot missing in Tron Legacy. You know, we can certainly admit. But I'm thinking if we give him one more shot, and they're also trying to make Tron into a you know, an extended property where there'll probably be a like a cartoon series.
Yeah, I heard that.
So I love Tron. I love Tron. I hope they don't run it in the ground. I want them to do it again and really get it right this next time. So I'm cautiously optimistic. Cautiously optimistic. Come on, Tron.
Okay. Well, is that our show, Carl?
I think that's it for me. I will say, well, congratulations, Kat. 90? Are you kidding me? 90 episodes?
Yeah.
You got more than Star Trek, the original series. You know, you got more eps out. You're like, you know, five times Caprica. I mean, you
90 episodes of Lone Star, since that only got one episode.
You are outliving the giants here. So congratulations. Yeah. It's just been fun. The few shows that I've been a part of, and I always listen.
I think you've been on for maybe a year.
Yeah, a little over a year, maybe.
I can't count the years. They all run together. So, guys, that's our show. Write to us. We'd love to hear your feedback. You can call us. Leave us a voicemail, 773-336-2686. You can go to our website and leave us comments at scifipartyline.com. Send us a tweet at scifipartyline. We are on Facebook, and we're getting so many more fans. So that's facebook.com/scifipartyline. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you at the party next time. Bye.
And here's to 90 more.
And 90 more.
90 more. Hello, I'm Harley Weewax, the president of the Hi, this is Harley Weewax, the CEO of the
One more time.
Wait, is that his name?
No, I just made that up.
This city's awesome.
Oh. I'm working here.
I was like, dude, that's a horrible name. Okay. I'm a hush.
End of line.